Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear in Atlantic and 34 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Topping local news, firefighters from Atlantic were called a little after 8 p.m. Monday to the scene of a garage fire that had also breached the interior wall of an adjacent residence. Blaze happened at 1100 Cypress Street. Fire Chief Mark McNeese explained what he found when they arrived on the scene.
When I first got on scene, the garage area was totally engulfed. We had a condition four with heavy flame showing and smoke. And you can see that it was trying to breach into the home and the smoke was coming out the eaves.
Crews conducted an initial attack on the flames and made partial entry into the garage.
Initially got it knocked down pretty decent. Then we were able to go into the home and finish off the major fire portion inside the house. And then it took quite a while to do some mop-up, as it had a lot of materials in the garage, fuel-wise, and then also to get a lot of hot spots in between the common wall between the garage and the home.
A four-wheeler in the garage, along with the rest of the contents, were lost, and there was heavy smoke damage to the residence.
After speaking with the owner and what had occurred, they had seen the flames outside from the garage, and he attempted to fight it with a fire extinguisher, and it was just too much heat for him, and then he called it in, and then quickly the flame spread after that, after some more oxygen got to the fire after that.
An initial investigation into the cause pointed toward carelessly discarded smoking material.
The resident's wife had stated that she had about an hour and a half before taking some cigarette butts and an ashtray out and had dumped them in a cardboard box in the garage.
There were no injuries reported. Atlantic Police, Medevac Ambulance, and Cass County Emergency Coordinator Mike Cannon, assisted at the scene. A traffic stop around midnight Monday in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of Jennifer and Christopher Traeger for violation of a no-contact order. The couple was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 cash bond each. Sheriff's deputies were assisted at the scene by Red Oak Police. The Mills County Sheriff's Office says six people were arrested over the past week, including three who were taken into custody on drug charges. Authorities say 37-year-old Dawn Elizabeth Gabriel of Nebraska City, Nebraska, was arrested around 4:45 p.m. Thursday following a traffic stop on I-29. Gabriel was charged with driving while barred and possession of drug paraphernalia. Bond was set at $15,000. Saturday night, 30-year-old Michael Lachelle Mitriel Goiner of Omaha was arrested at 315th Street and Highway 34 in Mills County for possession of a controlled substance, possession with the intent to deliver, a drug tax stamp violation, and speeding. His bond was set at $10,000. At the same location about 50 minutes earlier, 21-year-old Daryl Leroy Thompson, also of Omaha, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver and two counts of failure to affix a drug tax stamp. His bond also $10,000. 44-year-old Sean Bernard Studi of Shenandoah was arrested November 27th at the Page County Jail on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear. 38-year-old Christopher Michael Hall of Glenwood was arrested November 30th for public intoxication. And 22-year-old Michaela Cheyenne Goodman of Malvern was arrested Sunday night for OWI second offense and driving while revoked. The Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a Clarinda man was arrested sometime over the past couple of weeks on felony election misconduct and perjury charges. On November 19th, the Page County attorney presented a complaint to the Page County Sheriff's Office alleging 29-year-old Bradley Aaron Haley of Clarinda committed the offenses following a complaint filed by the Page County auditor. The Sheriff's Office then began an investigation into those complaints. Haley was arrested in Clarinda and was being held in the Page County Jail on $10,000 bond pending future court proceedings. And authorities in Red Oak say Red Oak Police and Red Oak EMS and Fire took a report Saturday evening of a vehicle versus pedestrian accident in the alleyway of 108 West Elm Street. Upon further investigation, it was discovered 64-year-old Russell Taylor of Shenandoah was backing up his van when he struck Wanda Olson, pinning her between the van and another van owned by a woman from St. Joseph, Missouri. Olson was transported by EMS to Montgomery County Hospital for medical evaluation. The accident happened on private property property. Damage to the second van was estimated at $400. In our funeral announcements, Catherine Colette Martis Alexander, age 84, of Grimes, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial for Catherine Alexander will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Jean Hosfeldt, age 82, of Messina, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Jean Hosfeldt will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Laverne Martins, age 79, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Laverne Martins will be held Thursday at 10:30 at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Vicki Travis, age 67, of Lewis, died Sunday. A memorial service for Vicki Travis will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Reekin Dune Funeral Home is assisting the family. Christine Eustace, age 69, of Johnston, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Christine Eustace will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. And Charity Angel, age 58, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Omaha. Private family graveside services for Charity Angel will be held at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.